Forgiveness figures into our next story as well, but bear with me a minute. You see, people here in Boston are curious to see how Hollywood has handled one of our city's biggest traumas, the Boston Marathon bombing of 2013 and the manhunt for the perpetrators, the Tsarnaev brothers. The movie is called Patriots Day, and it opened in Boston today. But our story is not about the Tsarnaevs. It's about one of the actors, a local kid made good. Mark Wahlberg. You might not know it, but Wahlberg's youth, growing up in a tough Boston neighborhood, was anything but good. WGBH reporter Philip Martin has been digging into his background and just met with Wahlberg. Philip, first tell me about Wahlberg's teenage years. They're kind of rough.
Carol, basically you have two Mark Wahlbergs. Mark Wahlberg of the 1980s, he came up in a part of the city called Dorchester, white working class area, that suddenly a number of immigrants were arriving, many of them from Vietnam, but it also had black residents. And at 16 in 1988, during an attempted robbery, he beat up a Vietnamese man with a wooden stick and knocked him unconscious. Later that same day, while hiding out from the police, he punched another immigrant from Vietnam and basically peppered him with a lot of racially derogatory terms directed at Asians. And this fellow named Nam Pham, who's a leader in Dorchester's 8,000-strong Vietnamese community, who now works for our governor, he's all too familiar with the term.
I first came to Dorchester in 1981, and once in a while, I would run into people who told them my face, go home, gook. It was very common.
You have to remember, this was a time of busing, and there was a major white backlash, and Mark Wahlberg was part of that backlash.
Did Mark Wahlberg end up spending any time in jail for beating up these guys?
He pled guilty to the 1988 assault on Ho Johnny Tran. He was sentenced to 2 years, but he only served 45 days. 2 years ago, Mark Wahlberg applied for an unconditional pardon for the acts he committed in the 1980s. But both the former governor and the current governor declined to act on it. But I can tell you, he's still very self-conscious about his past, and he's trying to make up for it through charitable work with the Boys and Girls Club.
But what about Wahlberg's victims? What happened to them, and what do they think about Wahlberg these days?
One victim was an African-American woman who was no more than 13 in the 1980s when she was physically attacked by Wahlberg. She's declined press interviews, but says she has never forgiven Mark Wahlberg. However, the fellow I referred to earlier, Johnny Ho Tran, who now lives in Texas, a Vietnamese immigrant, he told the Daily Mail a year ago that he does forgive Wahlberg. But Nam Phan, the former head of Viet Aid in Dorchester, says he's come up with a novel way that Mark Wahlberg can repay his debt.
He's a big movie star. We all believe in second chance. Perhaps he can make a movie talking about race. A man from Dorchester who was a troublemaker and now try to make things better for everybody, making our neighborhood, I think that would be a wonderful thing to do.
So is Wahlberg interested in such an idea?
I know it sounds far-fetched, but interestingly, I finally had a chance to ask Mark Wahlberg what he thought of this idea, and this is what he told me.
Well, I'd have to figure out who was going to play me in the movie first. That would be the toughest task. You know, growing up in Boston, especially in the 70s and the 80s, there was a huge racial divide. It was pretty much all we knew growing up. And as far as telling my own story, and you know, these are things that I've worked hard every day to become a better person, a better father, and a better husband, and a better Bostonian. So the last act of my story is yet to be written, so we'll figure that out. But, you know, I am very, very proud to be a Bostonian, to be a part of this story. So,
actor Mark Wahlberg speaking there with my WGBH colleague Philip Martin.